The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
When a video of a biologist extracting a plastic straw from a nostril of a sea turtle went online in 2015, it did more than just go viral. It stirred an international movement to reduce plastic waste with plastic straws as the primary target. And around the world, cities and major brands activated various campaigns to assert their commitment towards reducing plastic straws and preserving the oceans. And Hilton Hotels is a pioneer in this arena as the first major hotel chain to ban plastic straws across managed hotels globally by the end of this year. And within Southeast Asia, all properties have already eliminated the use of plastic straws as of July 31st. And this is expected to prevent the use of 35 million straws annually, with 7 million in Asia Pacific alone. And to discuss more about the hotel's sustainability efforts, we're joined by Paul Hutton, Hilton's Vice President of Operations in Southeast Asia. Hi, Paul. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Paint us a picture, Paul. Prior to its Zero Plastics campaign, what did Hilton use? What did Hilton use disposable plastics for? Bottled water, takeaway, cutlery, etc.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can see that. Firstly, thank you for the invitation to share our journey. Anywhere that you can imagine, from the bathroom to the restaurant, from the meeting room, from plastic wrappers, mints, plastic tops on glasses in your bathroom—all of the things that you were used to having and that you perceived as either necessities or frankly, pieces of hygiene. So it was. It was really just a eureka moment to make a decision that we could move away from that and start a groundswell of movement as we've done with our 276 hotels across Asia-Pac.
Sounds like a massive effort. So what are you doing to change mindsets that, you know, it isn't a necessity and also balance, I suppose, guest needs for hygiene?
Look, it's a really great question. I think most importantly, like many things in life, when you want change, you need to provide a platform. And if you provide a platform for team members to work on, they're delighted and to do that. So most people wouldn't say that they'd like to see particularly single-use plastics removed. There are lots of good plastics. We have plastics in our hotels that are used many, many times and are there for 10 years. So it was really this crusade against single-use plastics. And obviously the example that you just used, Bernard, is a classic one. There are some others you've seen with seahorses swimming with Q-tips. I mean, there are some really quite shocking images out there that that just help with the groundswell of making a decision to reduce it.
Mm-hmm. And so what is the hotel doing to kind of eliminate single-use plastics in both like meeting rooms and even guest rooms?
So I suppose there are three key areas. We talk back of house. Those are perhaps some of the larger ones to do. It could be easier, except that we use much larger amounts of plastic in our kitchens and housekeeping departments. So clearly the room is important. The room is the most difficult one. You alluded to there, the guests, because the guests have an expectation, particularly if they're playing in a deluxe or luxury environment, that there's a belief that things should come in a hygienic state. Meetings and events, I think, is perhaps one of the easiest ones. So it's easy to get rid of plastic water because we can do filtered water that's also been, you know, with lime and fruit, and it can be larger containers. Mints don't have to come in plastic. Pens don't have to be plastic. Pens can be made from paper. We can use pencils. So there's a great way forward for those. And then our outlets. And obviously that was possibly the easiest. So really, and even coming down to butter portions, how do we do that to reduce that? Because that's obviously an evident one that you see. So it's, yeah, I think most important there is that we come up with a list of items that we'd like to tackle, but to be aware that what we're doing doesn't in itself produce more problems. So it's better to be sure about, you know, if there's a second and third perceived better way to do things, that we're not still producing waste.
So since the effort has been put into place, what sort of impact do you think it's had on Apex plastic waste?
So for us, we're down, you know, down at the numbers that we shared. So, you know, in my area, already 1.6 million straws and more importantly, 1.7 million plastic bottles. So the bottle is interesting because if you have a bottle of water in your room, in many countries in Asia, you require that because you can't drink the water locally. So you're happy to take that from your room.
Mm-hmm.
However, by putting glass bottles, we save that. It can be recycled and reused. So we're doing bottling in Japan. We have a plant in Myanmar. We have the same in Sri Lanka and Thailand, possibly the most advanced. So there's a long way to go, but we've had some great starts across Asia-Pac. So those are probably the key areas to move into the guest rooms and particularly in public areas where we can stop plastic over a given date. You mentioned the date yourself back in July, and now that's just a question of making sure that straws can be made from paper, bamboo, many different options. They don't have to be plastic.
Okay. Well, tell us what challenges, obstacles did you face in the process of cutting down on single-use plastics at the hotel?
I mean, clearly, when you look across the Asia-Pacific region. 63% of the waste that goes into our oceans comes from 8 countries, and we operate in all of those 8 countries. So the size of the problem was not lost on us. Not really problems. I think, as I said, we have in my region almost 10,000 employees. So providing them a platform to basically say, we're going to reduce plastic in our hotel, which is in your community, which is where your families live, where our families live. So there was quite a strong message. Ownership generally get it, particularly if we can show that by reducing waste, it can improve the bottom line, which in many cases it does. So the biggest one is actually that perception of Hilton, that we are full service or luxury environment that you stay in, and a perception of our guests. So we've had a trial in Malaysia now, even reducing those lovely shampoos and bottle and that you have in your rooms, and to go with bulk amenities in bathrooms, mm-hmm. and to basically ask our guests, did they think that diminished the brand because we asked you to squish a top and get out of the plastic, the shampoo or conditioner that you need, versus using a little bit out of one bottle, which then gets thrown away.
Fascinating. Paul Hutton is Hilton's Vice President of Operations in Southeast Asia. Paul, what has the reaction of your consumers been?
Yeah, basically, obviously really... really strong. It's just a question of getting rid of plastics, but then it's also asking them to refuse a straw. So for when we went for that, we'd automatically serve a straw and with a piece of plastic. You can now either have that in bamboo, metal, paper, or even better, to say I don't need a straw at all. So those are the small baby steps forward. In our rooms, that poses a larger issue. So we've done a trial in Malaysia since February of this year. So really encouraging results. Two of our hotels have gone to bulk amenities. North of 90% of people are really pleased with that, and they get it. There are obviously the obvious questions about sanitation, tamper-proof bottles. I mean, the obvious questions, and these are, I think, as I alluded to before, these are the questions that you'd want to make sure. So we're going to be widening that that beta test across Asia-Pac to 4 more countries, another 2,000 rooms, just to see across different countries, different cultures, different brands, how the consumer's really quite prepared to not have those little bottles of shampoo that we all love. For all the reasons that are obvious. And in fact, one of those bottles can be 34 of those smaller ones. It's obvious the stats, what you can reduce and still have the same product.
Okay. Any feedback from the guests, like positive or negative on these initiatives?
Yeah, and by and large, as I said, really, really positive. I think people are really happy that we're doing something about it. So it's there's the odd comment potentially where people think that they've checked in with an expectation that they're not going to have a bulk plastic amenity. On the other hand, many people are really surprised and pleasantly surprised because it's not evident. You walk into a room and you expect to see lots of little amenities as opposed to one where it's quite evident what a hotel or company is trying to do. And particularly, as I said, in these 7 or 8 countries in Asia-Pac where we have great waste problems, and particularly in our oceans.
Paul, what was the big push factor behind Hilton's sustainability efforts?
So worldwide, we have a program called Travel with Purpose, and the company has some really challenging goals for Travel Purpose 2030, where we've made a commitment that we would double our spend on social impact, but reduce by 50% equally how we impact the communities where we operate across the 107 countries and territories. So I think that's huge for us, what we need to do. So we've really challenged our hotels and managers, and we just need some people who are really passionate about driving that forward, as we do in this part of the world, which has made a big difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that you have the ongoing Travel with Purpose campaign, which includes a commitment to cut the environment footprint in half by 2030. What are Hilton's future sustainability initiatives?
I think the main thing is that really from 2008, we have a program called Lightstay. So not only did we just come up with what we thought would be a bunch of really great ideas, but we actually have a proprietary way of measuring and analyzing what we reduce, how we spend it. And so from 2008 till now, 30% less in emissions, 20% less in water and electricity usage. So there's a great story there. It's obviously a good story to our investors as well. I think it's measured weekly. It's measured monthly. Our general managers have targets. So if you run one of our businesses, there aren't just profit targets. There aren't just people targets. There are targets of reducing the impact that we have in the societies and communities. And I think really important, as we've been in Singapore, our hotel has been here almost 50 years. So when we come into a community or a city or a province or a country, we're here for the long term. It's a long-term relationship, and hence even more reason why we should be good citizens.
He's Paul Hutton, Hilton's Vice President of Operations in Southeast Asia, telling us more about Hilton's sustainability initiatives. It is the first major hotel chain to ban plastic straws across managed hotels globally by the end of this year.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.